While many healthcare workers are ready to go, eager to roll up their sleeves and get the new vaccine, at least a few are wary, if not deeply mistrustful, of what's inside the vial. Martha Biebinger of our home station WBUR in Massachusetts reports.
Every day, Dr. Mark Lewis and fellow anesthesiologist at Tufts Medical Center insert breathing tubes for COVID patients who need intensive care.
We are in their mouths. We are right in their face. We're literally inches away from their face.
With full protective gear, of course. But for Lewis, the vaccine offers a whole new level of safety and assurance.
I think it's a game changer, and I would compare it to getting front row seats at a Rolling Stones concert back 15 years ago. Sign me up.
At least a few physicians aren't so sure. Dr. Michelle Finkel, an OBGYN in Cambridge, supports vaccines in general.
My children are fully vaccinated. I get a flu vaccine every year.
But right now, Finkel is pregnant. Pregnant women were not enrolled in the coronavirus vaccine trials, so Finkel has a lot of questions that aren't answered.
Although I think the vaccine is likely safe and effective now, what happens if or when it crosses the placenta, and if there's any danger to the unborn fetus in utero or after birth?
Finkel says she's leaning toward getting the vaccine, but still isn't sure what she'll do. Barbara Braccio, a nurse who cares for COVID patients in Worcester, the largest city in central Massachusetts, says until a few weeks ago, she was adamant she would not get the shots.
Because I felt like it was a new vaccine, it was rushed through.
But Braccio says her resistance is crumbling during a second crushing wave of COVID patients.
I'm just tired of the fight with the COVID. I just want to see it go away, and it's not going to just go away. So the best option is the vaccine.
There are signs that a lot of nursing assistants, techs, lab workers, and cleaning staff share Braccio's initial concerns. One of the state's largest healthcare unions, 1199 SEIU, has polled members asking if they are ready to get a coronavirus vaccine. Preliminary results show about half of respondents say no. Tim Foley, the union's executive vice president, says many SEIU members are women of color who remember the Tuskegee syphilis study and other dangerous, unethical medical research.
We know there's some barriers and obstacles, and we need to make sure that we're doing all that we can now to make sure folks have the information that they need to feel comfortable taking the vaccine.
Some hospitals are reaching out to hesitant employees, especially staff of color, who are asking why they should go first.
We understand how that could create concern and build on mistrust that exists. This is a new
Dr. Joseph Betancourt, the chief equity officer at Mass General, answers this way in both Spanish and English language videos.
If you are getting it first, it is because you are especially valued, and it is because you are especially at risk.
Betancourt says Mass General will reinforce that message by reserving vaccination appointments every day for employees from Chelsea, Revere, and other communities with high infection rates. It's not clear how much pressure hospital employees will be under to get vaccinated. The shots will not be mandatory, and Tufts Medical Center's chief medical officer, Dr. Saul Weingart, says if staff are not ready to get the vaccine, he'll take that into account when deciding who goes first.
My hope is that we can make this as democratic as possible and get as much input from individuals as possible.
But since hospitals are receiving the first doses, they may set the tone and expectations for vaccine priority groups that follow. Here's UMass Memorial's Dr. Kimberly Fisher. She ran a national coronavirus vaccine opinion study earlier this year.
Physician recommendations for a vaccine are very influential, and one of the strongest influences in a patient's decision about whether or not to be vaccinated.
So the spotlight now is on the doctors, nurses, physician assistants, and other members of the medical teams we turn to for guidance about our health. For Here and Now, I'm Martha Biebinger in Boston.